Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about confidence in God. Confidence in God, something I've been thinking about lately, and it seems like on God's yearly cycle, every year during this time of the year, kind of in December as we get close to Christmas, this topic seems to keep coming back to mind. It seems like God keeps bringing this idea of confidence back to my mind again during this time of the year. And this a couple concepts of confidence to think of. I learned a few years ago that we often think of wanting to be confident, and it's good to have self-esteem and worth and these types of things. But learning to put my confidence in God rather than myself, learning to put my confidence in what God can do through me rather than what I can do through me. And I think there's a couple aspects of confidence that we're going to talk about today, and we're going to be taking communion over this today. But confidence, what is confidence? I like to think of confidence as the state where all doubt has been removed. All the doubt has been removed, and you move into this place of just knowing. It's like you're 100% in. All those doubts, all the things that are holding you back have been removed. And you're in this place of confidence, of just knowing that's going to happen. Think about faith. It says that faith is a confidence in things that we hope for. Confident expectation of good. The Amplified Bible defines hope as the confident expectation of good. And so having our confidence in God, but first of all, I think we have to have this confidence in Jesus and what Jesus did. Because in order for us to approach God, the Bible tells us to boldly approach the throne of grace, to approach him with freedom and confidence, and we can have that now. So first, it requires this confidence in what Jesus did, that he makes you righteous, and he makes you holy, and he makes you perfect. And putting this confidence in what he did, that we can begin to approach God with that freedom and confidence, not based on our own works. It's this interesting thing. It's this balance. It's this combination of both humility and confidence at the same time. It's the humility of saying, I can't approach God based on my own works, but I have full confidence in approaching God based on what Jesus did. And then it's not confidence in my own abilities. It's not confidence in what I can do, but it's confidence in what God can do through me. So it's the humility of saying, my own works and my own abilities, I'm not so confident in them. It's the humility of that while putting that full confidence in God. It's this idea of confidence. When you're in this confident state, nothing is being held back. You move with a boldness and a confidence that wasn't there before. So we're going to take communion over this today, but first we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Now, why do we do these daily communions? In our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, daily communion is the most important thing. Helps us to abide in Christ, to stay connected and plugged in to him. And when we do that, Jesus says our lives will produce much fruit. Our lives will be producing much fruit. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. We can ask anything of him in Jesus' name when we abide in him. And daily communion helps us to abide in him consistently. But it's important to take this communion. It's important not to let the familiarity of it to breed contempt. To approach it every day with just reverence and awe and gratitude for God. Just seeking to honor him and to connect with him each day. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We've been putting a new part in our prayer here recently. Father, send us opportunities to do good today. Send us amazing opportunities today and opportunities to do good and be a blessing. Send us people that we can help today. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And remember, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to practice these things every day. These are skill sets to be developing each day. And as you practice these, there's little intricacies of these things that you're going to learn, you're going to grow in more and more every day. But you got to bring some energy and some presence and some fun into these things. So our four fundamentals: getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light to make it bigger and brighter, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action, doing those things that you know to do and doing them with full confidence in him. With full confidence in him. Think about that. When you change this and you've got that confidence in him, it gives you a boldness to take action in a different way than you've been taking action before. So our first one, position in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in-between. This is the on-off switch. And our goal is to get it where we sustain this positioning all throughout the day. Now, every day as time moves forward, time and space are connected. So as time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back in the light every day. That's why it's so important. These daily communions are so important because you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light every day. You got to keep maintaining that position every day as the days move forward. So how do we stay in the light? Number one, humility. Just that humility that's, you know, it says, you know, put that confidence in God. I'm not confident in what I can do. I need your help. Humbling yourself before God, because it takes that humility to recognize that we're off track, to recognize that I can't do it on my own, to receive forgiveness and offer forgiveness requires humility. So first we humble ourselves. Then we got to receive that forgiveness from God. We forgive ourselves in the middle, and then we let it flow through us. We walk in that same grace and forgiveness with other people and just let some things go. And the motivation behind all this forgiveness was God's love. It was his love that sent Jesus into the world, that gave us the forgiveness of sins. And it's for the forgiveness of sins that transferred us into the light. And just receiving that love from God, staying connected to him today and just experiencing his love. And then loving yourself the same way he's loved you and just letting it flow out through you to other people. And all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Just to stay positioned in gratitude and praise all throughout the day. One of the easiest ways to stay just positioned, stay positioned in gratitude and praise. When you get into complaining mode, it's like it just turns the lights off. You'll feel the symptoms that we're going to talk about here in just a second. Whenever you get into complaining mode, you're going to feel these symptoms that we're going to talk about here in a minute. They're going to start to increase. It's like you go into the black hole as soon as you switch into complaining mode. You stay positioned in gratitude and praise, you're going to keep those lights on. And it's a big deal because in the light, putting our confidence in this. In the light, we can put our confidence in this. God has given us everything he has. Think about this. God has given how much he wanted to bless Jesus. He gave Jesus everything he has. After Jesus went through the cross, he's given him everything he has. And he put it in Christ, and we are in him. Inside of the light is everything. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy are available today to flow through you. His mind and wisdom, his health and his energy. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked in me. That's available today. His time, his finances. You can experience time and the way your finances flow through your life in a whole different way today. Just by getting into the light. But when we get transferred into the light, it starts small. We got to start to magnify that light. As we magnify it, we begin to expand it. We begin to grow it bigger and greater. I like to think of all those things that God has given us in Christ, like a pipeline of living water. But now we got to expand the capacity of that pipe where God can begin to flow more through us. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on. What we're thinking about, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our mind, what we're talking about consistently. And as you magnify the light, it starts to expand that capacity. And God can just get so much more through you. It also gets his word and his promises and his love, all of that established in your heart. So that you become more fixed and immovable and steadfast and consistent and disciplined when those times of pressure and issues of life come at us. So how do we magnify that light? We can magnify God's word. Just studying his word diligently, thinking about it, talking about it, rolling it over in your mind, meditating on it, pondering it, magnifying his unfailing love, just talking about his unfailing love and his faithfulness all throughout the day, thinking about it all throughout the day, thinking about his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. Thinking about our righteousness in Christ, you can put full confidence in God's unfailing love. You can put full confidence in his word. You can put full confidence in his power, that nothing's impossible for him. You can put full confidence in what Jesus has done for us. That we have peace with God. We have his blessing and favor. We are righteous in his sight. Full confidence in what Jesus did. Full confidence in what he put within us. We can magnify whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. A lot of this is just about how we view the world. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Just choosing to bring them into the light. Just processing the information and issues and problems and just processing them through that lens of confidence in God and what Jesus has done for us. And making God, choosing to magnify God as bigger than the problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us free will. Part of what love does, he gives us the choice. He doesn't force his way on us. We could choose to do our own thing. We could choose to be rebellious, to be full of pride and insist on doing things our own way. We could stay stuck in darkness, just magnifying the issues and problems, all the ways people have slighted us, all the things people have done to us. The things that could have, should have, or would have happened. We could be dwelling on bad things in the past that we're not willing to move forward in the future. We could be so stuck worrying about the future and be paralyzed with fear that we don't do anything today. We could just be stuck in our own minds, just trying to figure it all out and solve everything in our own minds. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. When we're in darkness, we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying it. Everything feels heavy and oppressive. There's all this pressure on you. Like all the weight of the world is on you. It feels hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. I like to think of it just like a black hole. It's just sucking the energy out of you. Then there's the fear and stress and worry. There's dread of the future. Like you see things coming in the future and you're just dreading them. There's confusion. When you're in the dark, you can't see. You're tripping and stumbling over things and you don't know what they are. Don't know which way to go. Don't know which decision to make. And then you get stuck in these vicious cycles, these bad patterns, these bad habits that can become very hard to break on our own. But the good news is, when you get in the light and you put your confidence in this, there's rest in your soul. There's rest in your soul. And when you rest, God goes to work. And when he starts to work, now everything feels free and easy and effortless because it's his energy. It's his work flowing through you. He's doing it. And that's his peace. It's his joy. It's his love. All that begins to flow through you. We rest and he goes to work. And all of a sudden, we can become so much more present because we're not internally focused trying to figure it all out. We're not in our own head anymore. We become so much more externally focused. And now all of a sudden, this whole new world becomes visible to us because we were turned in and now we're turned out externally focused. And then God's mind begins to flow through you. All of a sudden, you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight where you just know that you know this is the step to take. This is the thing to do. And as you stay positioned in the light consistently, he begins to set you free. Those bad habits, those bad patterns, vicious cycles just begin to effortlessly break off of you. Things that you couldn't break free of on your own. He just begins to effortlessly set you free from. All in the light. And this amazing gift of grace, if we ever get off track, because it's going to happen, and it's putting into practice, sustaining this positioning all throughout the day. But it's going to happen. We're going to get kicked out of it. Someone's going to say something to you. Some circumstance is going to come up. Something's going to happen that you don't like, and it's going to pull you out. Now, as we grow in this, we want to get to the place where it takes more and more to pull you out, and we sustain this all throughout the day. But it's going to happen. But every time you recognize those symptoms, God has given us this amazing gift of grace that it just takes 1 second to get right back in. The speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. You can go from darkness to light in 1 second. That's how fast it can happen. How do you do it? The simple humility first. Father, forgive me. I missed it. I messed up. I'm off track. Just processing it, bringing it into the light. You know what? I'm off track right now. You humble yourself. You receive that forgiveness from God. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile with any people, maybe you snapped at somebody, who knows what it is, you reconcile with them. And then you start praising and thanking God for his unfailing love, for his faithfulness, for his power. Start praising him and thanking him for every good thing that he put in you. What he put in you is more than enough. Start to put our confidence in that. And all of a sudden, it just flows suddenly. All just by changing our focus. Then we got to stay tuned in each day. So how confident are you? How confident are you that God wants to help? How confident are you that God wants to help you today? He wants to lead you. He wants to teach you. He wants to train you. He wants to guide your steps and order your steps. Today, this day, not tomorrow. He wants to do tomorrow too, but this day, we often put it off. How confident are you today? He's trying to help you today. But we got to take some time to tune in. Now, a lot of times we'll tune in and I like to ask these questions. I like to do it before bed. I got a little routine that I do before bed, which is I'll get still for a few minutes and I'll recap the day. I'll start with gratitude and start praising God for things that have gone well that day. To get positioned in the light. Start magnifying that first. And then after that, God, what are you trying to teach me today? What are you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? What's the most important thing you want me to get out of today? And I'll just start getting still and listening. And whatever comes to mind, I just begin to record it in my journal. Now, how confident are you that God wants to help you with that? How confident are you that you can hear his voice? Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. Jesus said it's true. But we got to put our confidence in that. And then my other part of my evening routine, we'll talk about that here in a second, is I'll begin to plan my day. What do I know to do over the next day? if there's ever anything that you're unsure on, you don't know what to do, what step to take, which direction to go, ask him. And then wait confidently that he's going to show you. He will show you every single time if you will wait. So I'll begin to plan out my day. What do I know to do? What do I know to do today? Is there anything I've been procrastinating on? Is there anything in my conscience that keeps popping up? Like, oh, I know I need to do that, but I keep putting it off. I look at my day today. What do I know I need to do? If you want to expand on this, you can start to take this into what we teach in the family blueprint. The people around me. What does my wife got coming up in the next day? What do my kids have coming up in the next day? The people that I'm normally interacting with, how could I do something nice? How could I step into their world and imagine not only my own day, but the day of the people around me? What do I know to do when I see their day? What do I know to do that could be a blessing for them? Is there anything I have a leading or an excitement about that I'm charged up to do that I feel God's motivating me to do? And then once you know those things, do what you know to do today, and let's do it together with God, with a willing heart, with a good attitude. He just needs us to show up and do those things we know to do and do them with a good attitude. And this is a big one here, full confidence in God. Because sometimes he'll ask us to do things that don't make sense to us in our own minds, that we would do it differently. Sometimes he'll ask us to do things that don't look possible in our own strength. Doing them with full confidence in God, not what you can do, and confidence in that what Jesus did was enough to make you right and holy and perfect in his sight. He wants to help. And then confidence in his ability to flow through you. And as you do this, it's like you receive this pipeline of living water. These rivers of living water, they begin to flow through you. And in electricity, when electrical current begins to flow through a water, turns the coil, turns the cord into a magnet. When you do this, you get this flowing through you. It's like it turns you into a magnet, begins to pull everything into your life. You seek after God, and he begins to add everything to your life. You don't have to seek after the money and the stuff and all these other things. You seek after him, and you get this living water flowing through you. It's going to begin to pull everything into your life. It's this beautiful thing. So full confidence in God. Confidence is this state where all doubt is removed, and you just know that you know. What are you confident in? We say, what do you know to do today? What are you confident to do today? And we can have this confidence in approaching God because of what Jesus did. It was perfect. It was complete. We can have full confidence in it, in his sacrifice. And it's balanced with this humility that I couldn't have done that on my own. I'm not confident in what I can do, but I'm confident in what God can do through me. I'm confident in his ability. I'm confident that he's with me, that he wants to help. He's trying to help me today. And he's right there with me. This is a different way to think about confidence. And for me, it's been a life-changing thing. We're going to take communion over this. If you've never taken some of these steps, today is the day to make this shift. So, Father, we just thank you. You loved us. The motivation behind all this was love. You loved us so much, you were willing to send Jesus. We thank you that we can put our confidence in what he did, that we can approach you with freedom and confidence. And nothing would make you happier than to just help us and just do life together with us, to partner with us in life. We can put our confidence in that. We can put our confidence in your ability, not our own. I'm asking for your help with this today, Lord. This is the state where all the doubt, all the unbelief is removed. I think one of the biggest things that happens when we get to this place of knowing, of just knowing you, God. Knowing you that much more. Father, we just thank you for this bread. And on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you." do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it. Receive this, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And think about all those things God has put in the light for us. And as you function with this confidence in God, it's just going to help you to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness. I want you to think about when you're in full confidence and all that doubt is removed. Often we're trying to move forward. We've got those little parts of us, those little pieces of us that still have some doubts, and they're pulling us in different directions. They're pulling us back. They're pulling us this way. They're pulling us that way. And when all that doubt is removed, it's like you're just able to move forward with so much more speed and efficiency, because all those little things that are pulling you in the other direction, all those things that are putting on the brakes from where you want to go, they're removed. And you can just move forward effortlessly. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about making today a masterpiece. Let's stay positioned in the light today. Keep magnifying that light and pay attention to those symptoms. If you get off track, you get right back in. You stay tuned in today, full confidence. He's trying to help you and guide you today. And then you take action. You do those things that you know to do, and you do them with full confidence in God. You keep doing this day by day. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.